there are artists who do not write their own material. We know this, all right? So that means there's a whole community of songwriters who write songs so that hopefully it's going to go on the next, you know, Linda Ronstadt album or Sheena Easton album or whatever. They're waiting to get their song sold, and that song is going to pay their rent, okay? Now, let's say they get a song on that album, and the artist, in his or her desire to be versatile, chooses a selection of material from all over the musical spectrum, including something written for him or her by Prince. One song that offends somebody under this rating system is going to get an X on the entire album, and everybody else that's in there loses money. Okay? That's not fair. That is, you know, you're losing your right to due process there. The other real danger about all this is the occult rating. They're insisting on individual special ratings for different types of things. Instead of buyer beware, they want to tell you the record has sex, it has drugs and alcohol, it has violence, it has a cult. Are they trying to tell me that a parent might let the child buy something with a cult, drugs, alcohol, and violence, but not with sex? I mean, obviously, it's redundant, you know? Why? Here's the secret agenda. If something goes into law that makes occult a legal concept, you got a big danger. Because somebody in Washington is going to wake up one day and say, you know what, astrology is a cult. And they're going to say, yoga is a cult. And they're going to say, the rosary is pretty suspicious too. And how about that Kabbalah, ladies and gentlemen? And before you know it, you're in big trouble. That is the danger with that particular part of their ratings.